Radio! 104.1!
What was the word? Was it bonus? Is that what it is?
That is correct.
Bonus is your keyword.
Get that second entry by leaving that talk back today, too. Right now, go do it.
Explain how that works.
Oh, man, we got an awesome app. It's the iHeartRadio app. And while you're listening to the Monsters right now during this hour, you get a second chance into the keyword contest. So you hit the little talk back button. There's a little microphone in the bottom of your screen. You leave a message. You just say something to the Monsters. You don't have to even use the keyword, but you can sneakily say it some way if you want to do that. But do that talk back for the second entry.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning, Red Radio 104.1. It's a Friday. Supposed to be storms later, so be prepared for that. And then are you playing inside or outside?
Well, I'm playing inside at Buster's, and then tomorrow I'm at Wakaiva, and I'm inside, but they usually open the garage door.
Yeah.
But they might have it closed this time, yeah, because of the rain.
Well, because of the heat, too.
But you know, they somehow or another, their air conditioning is great over there, because they leave it open. But it is. It's a nice place to buy. Wakaiva, they're so nice.
What time are you playing at Wakaiva?
7 to 11.
7 to 11, yeah. Okay, all right.
Wakaiva Island's so nice. I miss living over there. I used to be able to just walk there. Now,
yeah.
Now,
you were that close?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Where do you live now?
I live over right down the street from a murder. Right
Good. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So that murder, and it's made news. This is where the guy, his wife threw away
burned
his passport. She went him going to somewhere. I don't know where it was. And they got into an argument. So he, overreact, cuts her throat. Puts her in the bathtub, and then holds her hand and plays her favorite music while she slowly dies for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. That must have been a great passport picture.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey.
That is way crazy. And the police talked to him, and he said, "Listen, I did a horrible thing. I know, but you know, when I do something, I do it full tilt.
Go big. Oh my god,
that's what he said. He said, when I do something, I go all the way. I guess he even tried to clean up the blood, but she still was in. So that was a couple of houses down.
The other day I was like, man, there's like a lot of police here, but I've talked about this before. My neighborhood is not the nicest neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a lot of police, which isn't that uncommon. And you definitely knew something went down.
Yeah.
And then my buddy starts texting me. He's like, hey, isn't this your street? I'm like, oh, damn, it is. And so, I just live now in a murder neighborhood also as well. It's very fun.
I know this is a terrible thing to think because I'm not personally, you know, I don't know these people, so you're not personally involved, so it's kind of, and I realize it was a murder, so it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I wonder what song was her favorite song.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. I mean you know, like he was trying to be nice, I guess, and played her favorite song as she was dying.
Like Laps of Love.
You think, I mean, Beyonce, maybe? Do you think it was...
I don't know. When I saw that, I thought the same thing, too. It's like, I guess you slit my throat.
Yeah.
What song do I want to hear right now?
Yeah, you asked me that question, and you would think I would say a Kiss song, but a Kiss song is for in a good mood. That's for a positive. That's for, like, if you're feeling good. If you're slowly dying... I'm thinking like My Way from Elvis or something, or if you're going out,
Twenty-one-year-old kid, and she was 20.
Yeah, they were married like I think like since the last incident that they had, because the police had been out of this house a few times. They had only been married for 6 months then.
Oh man!
So did you run into them?
Sad.
You run into them at all? Because I mean, did they?
I was more surprised that I live near Asian people.
You had no idea.
I've never seen them. That was honestly the real first thought that came into my head.
Are they Asian?
Yeah, it was a guy named, I can't say his first name because I don't know how you would say this. It's X-I-C-H-E-N, but his last name's Yang.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Yang.
And I don't know. It's weird, but this is the second time I've had a murder down the street from me.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like I'm, like, cursed, maybe, at this point.
When you find a neighborhood where it's okay to park your car on the grass, you got to realize you're going to have a murder or two.
But the last neighborhood I lived in had a homeowners association, and it was a lady who was taking care of her mom.
She
put her mom down and then killed herself.
These kids are from they're from the community. They've been here forever. The kid that got arrested graduated from Oviedo High School in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in my neighborhood, the Homeowners Association, if you kill somebody, that's like a $200 fine.
As long as you cut the grass
around
them.
Keep the grass and weeds.
Speaking of subdivisions and where you're living and Homeowners Association and stuff. So, and
evil.
There are people that are coming down on this guy for this. And once again, I say, way to go, man. I don't see a problem with it. But tell me what you guys think. So Dave Chappelle, once again, is in the middle of some controversy. He had gone to his local, local development board or whatever, and they wanted to approve bringing in these neighborhoods that were close to his house.
Yeah.
And he didn't want them to. He didn't want them to do that. He said, listen, if you start building these neighborhoods, I'm just going to pull all my businesses, because he has, I guess, in this place where he lives, he has like a comedy club, restaurant. It's called the Firehouse Eatery. Brings a lot of people.
Right.
You know, and he said, if you allow this, I'm going to pull my eatery. Well, they didn't budge. They didn't care. They're like, whatever. Do you think you're Dave Chappelle? You ain't nothing special to us.
Yeah.
So they passed it anyway. So Dave Chappelle did not pull the eatery, like he said, but he bought 19 acres of land to block the subdivision from being built.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's what I say, too.
Yeah, you got to understand, and I don't know if you guys have ever had a chance. Yellow Springs, that part of Ohio, is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a really awesome, cool community. Very progressive. Just really, really neat.
Yeah.
And he's the guy of beans who's got the ability to keep his hometown small.
Right.
And keep his hometown the way that he likes it. I see nothing wrong with that at all.
So that's what it is. Buying out the property, you don't think, because people are saying, oh, that's an elitist move.
If you're not, like, the only people that matter in this conversation, in my opinion, are the people of Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
And he speaks for a lot of them. And a lot of the people, citizens that are there have been very appreciative of, because this is not the first time he's done something like that for the city of Yellow Springs.
And he's buying the 19 acres, and it's going to just stay, you know, farmland. And I don't know if it's farmland or nature.
Natural lands, green lands.
Is now, so he bought it so people wouldn't build on it. I mean, it's like probably affluent. Is it affluent?
Yes.
Is it the type of people that he's worried about?
Okay, so you got to remember, Yellow Springs is, it's an enclave, right?
Yeah.
Middle class.
Gotcha.
But over time, you know, people have moved there.
Yeah.
We've got a cool little town there in the square.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten a chance to visit it a couple times, years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a little bit of a hippie vibe to it well.
But rich hippie? Rich hippie?
No, I wouldn't say that it's
really
There's probably a hand, like maybe this developer is probably on the level of his kind of wealth.
I got you.
You know, it's not like a crazy, expensive, wealthy neighborhood.
Okay.
Not,
well, good for him.
I say good for him, too. Yeah. I mean, he's got the money. If he wants to do it, that's fine. There are other people who said, oh, well, if that was a white guy that did it and bought all that property.
They're idiots. Whoever's saying that is an idiot.
Yeah. one has nothing to do with the other.
Whoever's saying that, they're stupid.
Ryan, what do you think? Buying up 19 acres of property just so, you know, other people can't build there. Do you find that to be a problem or not?
I don't know if it's a great headline, because what he was blocking being built was affordable housing.
Right.
And so it's weird, because Dave Chappelle, you're like, okay, man of the people, Dave Chappelle. I don't understand how good of affordable housing this was going to be and what he's actually angry about towards stopping. But you're right. If it said, like, you know, Warren Buffett stops affordable housing from being built, it would be a different.
See, but that's
where, the argument.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's where the swerve is, right? If you go and read the details of it, right? The affordable housing of it, let's say it was a tract of 200 houses. The quote-unquote affordable houses that were going to be in that tract of 200 was like 4.
Oh, so it was like for like a tax break situation? Okay.
It's not a whole neighborhood of affordable housing.
I got you.
It's going to be this small group of houses, and then the rest of it is going to be more or higher expensive houses, right? Like, for example, if I was a person of means and I had that kind of money, there's a ton of buildings in the greater Orlando area, Winter Park area, that I would have prevented from storage facilities being built on.
I see what you're saying.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's history, there's culture, there's things that you want to protect in your hometown. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I had all the money in the world, I would buy Church Street. I would buy Church Street and prevent it from being developed. And
I'm with you.
I put money back into it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have let them tear down the bowling alley over there. You know what I'm saying? There's some of this stuff that you want to keep. I would have kept the Marietta Bread Factory there on I-4.
Oh, you smell so good.
That's what I'm saying?
You should run for office.
Ryan should do that so he could keep the murderers two neighborhoods over.
I got to do something.
So now that he bought the 19 acres, he's going to keep the Firehouse Eatery there and then open another bar called the Red Dog Pub,
I have to tell you something. Did y'all ever see the movie The Florida Project?
Yeah.
Okay, how depressing is that movie? I mean, it's horrible. Yeah. They're living in the biggest squalor in the world. Yeah. The kids running through a parking lot, and I go, there's a Red Dog Pub right there. I was in that neighborhood. No wonder I went under. What the hell?
Why would you buy a bar
in the worst
in the weirdest spot where none of your fans and all the people are? It would be so difficult to get to.
And nobody ever listens
and
to
I'm
this
asking,
point.
I'm asking you this because honestly, I still want to buy a bar.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. The point was there was a bar called the Big Bamboo back in the day. And if you ask any of the Disney people, it was a gold mine. It was just a little mom and pop shop. But all the Disney kids, that was their hangout after being so nice and polite all day. They loved a great hangout there. I didn't want to take its place, but it's since closed, but I just wanted to fill the void.
Yeah, you wanted to lure some kids.
Yeah. But here's the deal. The first time one of my buddies came to town to see the property, he said, let's go. I said, there's nothing in there. He goes, well, let's just go look at it. I go there. There's a homeless person sleeping on the front door.
Wasn't a sign for you?
No. I wasn't paying attention.
But the Big Bamboo was successful.
Yeah, it was successful, yes.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get the Disney kids, but since my partner didn't come up with his money, we were never solvent enough to even be attractive to Disney kids. They would come in and see six taps out on your bar. That's a bad sign. Okay? It was rough.
Yeah. Jeff, let's go into business. Let's do a do-over. You got the experience.
Yeah, I will tell you this.
We'll start a bar at a normal place.
I can't tell you how to be successful, but I can tell you how not be successful.
Whatever you tell me, I'm just going to do the opposite.
I got a lead on a spot.
What? Okay.
There's a spot in Apopka, right? It already has a liquor store up front. But the rest of it, it used to be a bar because of pandemic got shut down.
Where's that? Yeah.
I'm going to call it Black Denim.
Now, are there a lot of cars with the speakers on the outside?
It's right. It's right in front of a strip mall high school. Which is always a good sign. Sealer High, I think is what it is. Yeah.
That's so Florida.
But Blue Jeans Lounge, that's my dream. I know John Tapper told me not to do it. I know Jeff Howe has told me not to do it. But I want a dive bar. There's just something magical about the thought of
let's open Blue Jeans. Let's open it back up.
Let's do it.
I will tell you this. And this is, I always say this crazy that I got talked into doing the way I did it because it was dumb, but I was just dumb. I'm so angry. Okay, I'm okay. But anyway, the problem is, I always said if I ever owned a bar, it would be a tiny bar. One that I could be the bartender if I wanted to be. Just talk to a few people. Your overhead is low. You could probably ride out the tough times a little better. Yeah. But no, I had to go big and stupid in Kissimmee.
Okay, so I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, don't no big, no stupid,
no Kissimmee. No Kissimmee. Yeah, none of those things. All right, the key word this hour is bonus, B-O-N-U-S. You plug the word bonus in over at realradio.fm, and it could win you $1,000. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
They won't tell you this, but your pets are pretty lonely when you leave. No worries. We'll keep them company. Just say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
From the radio. Real radio. 104.1.
Let me be overnight. I'll get the job done right. I'm your body mechanic.
There's a new song by Jeff Howe. There you go.
I like it.
Hey, Jeff Howe's going to be at Buster's Bistro tonight in Sanford.
Yes.
And then tomorrow at Wakaiva Island.
Tomorrow, 7 to 11.
Welcome back. Tonight, it's What the Hell's Angel Listening To from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio.
It's going
to
be a loud show. It's all loud, super loud.
Speakers on the outside.
Loudest radio show you've ever heard. Just loud for no reason.
Long as I can't hear it from my house.
Turn it up loud so your neighbors hear me.
Turn it up
and
loud.
If they want to complain, they can call me tonight starting at 9 o'clock.
Okay, there you go.
It's going to be loud.
Louder than hell.
Loud.
Coming up next week, believe it or not, is the 4th of July. Isn't it?
I don't believe you.
It's kind of crazy, but it is. We'll be out of June in 4th of July next week, and they're saying that there's a problem with a shortage of pyrotechnic workers, and all over the country, big, you know, firework shows have had to cancel because they don't have enough workers to work them. Now, I haven't heard about anything in Central Florida or in Orlando. I know they're saying that Fairfax, Virginia, and a lot of places in Virginia and D.C.
What do those guys, like, if you were a pyrotechnic worker?
Yes.
What did you, quit doing this?
Right.
What are your jobs, skills? What are your set of skills? What is that transferred to that you're doing now?
Oh, they could be carnies easy.
Carnies, yeah.
Yeah, Holmesy.
Yeah, you can make, kettle corn. You go from fireworks to kettle corn.
There you go.
You step down, but it's a,
No, how dare you?
Oh, it is a step down, for sure.
No, fireworks would blow yourself up. Kettle corn, you might just singe off your eyebrows.
Hey, where was it here in Central Florida where they had a big fireworks show planned and everyone showed up and the fireworks...
But got him!
The fireworks company didn't show up.
It was one of our cities.
Wasn't it like a Popka?
Was it a Popka that got hustled?
Oh, did you stand up to APK?
Somebody did that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And the fireworks company got paid but didn't show up.
Oh, that's a good scam.
That's a terrible scam.
Man.
So that seems to be an issue. I've got a couple email that I wanted to address because one of them, I know that Angel has had a situation to deal with, so it might help her. And this is another young lady, and I'm curious what you think about this. Jeff, you still dating a lot? Do you date?
Yeah, I am not dating right now, but I was 4 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on a hiatus.
So you don't date anybody now?
No. I mean, I will. Somebody will come along.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that you're open to dating?
I'm just open to dating, yeah, but I'm off right. I'm off duty right now.
Off duty, okay.
Red Dog's off duty right now.
So, so you can answer this. Tell me what you think. This is from Shannon. Shannon's been listening for a long time.
I'll date her.
She says a lot of nice stuff. And then she gets into the part of the email where it says, I'm emailing you, Russ, because I had a lot of bad luck dating this year, and my roommate suggests that I just start doing duty dates. And you were just saying...
you duty on each other?
Jeff, no. Duty dates, which is basically going on a date
with Amber Heard.
With any guy... that asks you, even if you're not particularly attracted to them. She says, I'm a little worried about this because I don't want to waste a guy's time.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, she says, I haven't had any luck dating anyone, and my friends say that I'm just being too picky. I should just date whoever asks me out. So, and she asks, this is Shannon, do you think duty dating is a bad idea? Boy, you say it like that.
Yeah, see?
Duty dating is a bad idea, or should I just go for it? Jeff, what do you think? If you ask a girl out, and she's not particularly attracted to you, but she just says yes, sure, why not, because I'll get a free dinner and some drinks or whatever. It gives you an opportunity to let her
possibly win her over. Yeah, that ain't happening.
But what do you think, duty dating bad idea or good idea?
No, bad idea.
Really?
I think it's a horrible idea. Because you're going under false pretenses.
If it's a date and see how it goes. I'm not particularly attracted to you.
Yeah, so if you're let's say, much like yourself, you're in a bad run right now. You've got
I'm just not trying.
Extended gap in between this.
I don't ever try.
Dates or whatever. All this is saying, if I understand this correctly, if a handful of women say, hey, would you like to go on a date? And you just say yes to all of them.
Yes.
And because you don't know what's going to happen with any of these dates. And so it's kind of like increasing your percentages.
Because you might find, initially you might not be attracted to a person, then you sit down and talk to them and realize, hey, maybe I am.
Talking never did it for me. Sorry. Yeah. It's all physical. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Talking makes it worse.
Yeah, I prefer dates where we don't talk. I would love that. Oh my God, I'd still be dating somebody right now.
She didn't talk so much. Okay. All right. So you say, Shannon, bad idea.
Bad idea. Unless she likes to talk.
Shannon says that she's had a bad luck of dating this year. It's been bad. Her roommates are saying, listen, just start duty dating, which means just date whoever asks you out and see how it goes. What do you think, Angel?
I like in theory, I like it.
I think it's
she's not lying to anybody.
No.
She's going, you know.
Yeah, so I guess you're right.
Five or six different guys ask her on a date, just go and just say yes to all of them and you meet them and whatever. I don't know. I think
yeah,
it might work.
Ryan, what do you tell Shannon? She's been listening for a long time. She wants to know if she should go on duty dates.
No, you should not. You're just getting free meals that way, and it's rude to the person because dudes don't do this. We don't go on duty dates. Every date we go on, we love you.
Yeah. you're doing it wrong, Ryan.
Am I?
Yeah.
When did you say I love you? First 10 minutes?
You
12
did
minutes?
It wrong, yeah.
Okay. Like, when I was single, I went on dates with people that I'm like, hey, I'm not really that, you know, but I'll just go have fun and get to know them. And,
no,
like,
it's the worst.
Huh.
Yeah, you know nothing's going to happen.
The worst is you're into somebody and you're like, yeah, we'll go on a date. And then that first date, you find out, oh, snap, we got nothing in common and you're sort of a horrible person. Now I'm stuck.
But see, how would you not know that unless you went on the date?
Yeah, you got to get to know it.
I know, but see, that's the dilemma. Because to find out they're not a person you want to be with, you have to talk to them. And the talking screws up everything.
I remember going on certain dates and then I start talking to them and I realize, oh, yeah, we're never going to be together, but so now I can really just have fun because I don't care what you think and you don't care what I think, and they end up being like really good friends of mine. Like I like them a lot. I just can't, you know, I'm not going to marry them, so you know we're not going to date. But
I will say this, and hearing Ryan's explanation of it, there is a certain level of maturity that you're going to need being able to pull this off. I think. Because I could see a fellow like Ryan going into saying yes to all of these dates with puppy dog eyes because he wants to be in all these relationships.
Want to be loved.
Yeah.
I just want love. Nobody loves me.
Nobody.
Alexa, find me love.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think about this? Because this is an argument I had many times. When you were single, what did you think about dating different, like several different people? I always felt like it was dishonest to date several different people.
Narc.
I'm a one at a time guy. Like I couldn't date.
Well, then that's the opposite of what this is, then, right? Duty dating.
Yeah. But I couldn't do that. Like dating a bunch of different people.
Back in the day, let's say, you know, 10, 20 years ago, whatever, in your single days, whatever.
Yeah.
You never had those nights where, like, let's say it's Friday night and you've got, you know, four potentials.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah. I did it all the time, but I didn't like it. But yeah.
Really?
I would invite like all four to all. I shouldn't.
Let me bring them all at the same time?
And see who the winner is. who's going to climb Space Mountain? Okay. Good luck to the winner.
I apologize.
More like Dumper Hill, man.
My bad for going down this path.
So, but going back to Shannon, I say, listen, if you're dating life,
free food, good.
Just go out. You're not promising anything. Yeah. You know, you get to know them. If you start talking, you realize, okay, this is not going anywhere. Just be their friend. Just hang out with them.
That's so lame, Russ. Like, you don't go on dates like. It's like you don't expect nothing. Like there are dudes out there that are just the worst. That are like always. I'm not saying they're correct, but that's what you're fighting against the whole time.
Well, you're just teasing
for free shrimp at the Red Lobster. That's not okay.
I would tell Shannon this: that if you had bad luck with all your former dates, it's probably not them; it's you.
Yeah, maybe it's because you're dating five dudes at the same time.
Now let's remember,
for Cheddar Bay biscuits, you bitch.
Shannon's the
eating
listener.
And dates are different.
She's a fan of the show.
Hey, cheating ain't cheating. I'm
just kidding, whoa. Shannon. It's probably not you, Shannon. But you should look into it.
This is from Ariel. This is another one. Thank you, Shannon, for the email. Hopefully helped. You can always email me.
I feel like we did our best.
We did.
Russ@WTCast.com, and we'll.
Who's this from?
And if you're hot and don't talk, my number is 407.
You can see Jeff at Buster's Bistro.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. See, I missed. I'm getting old, man.
You're slipping, man.
Slipping,
man. This one, I bring this up because Angel has had to deal with this before, and I'm curious what advice he gives Ariel.
All these fish are bothering me.
Ariel says a bunch of nice stuff and then says, to make a long story short, and it is very long, actually, but the whole idea, you'll get the idea once I get to it.
Gotcha.
Long story short, I was with my ex for 3 years. We broke up because he had commitment issues. Okay, information I need to know. Let's see. But then at that time, I knew I was his emergency contact back in the day when we were dating. We're no longer dating anymore, and I'm still his emergency contact. So fast forward to where we are now. I figured that he had already removed me as a from the emergency contact list. He went to the hospital the other day, and they contacted me. So when we sat down and caught up, I'd say, hey, Mike, you know, take me off your emergency contact list, because that's our ex. And he said, oh, yeah, sure, I will. And he never did. He never did take her off. I feel like he did this just to try to keep me as part of his life. And now she's has a fiance. I told my fiance about, hey, I'm still this person, my ex's contact at the hospital, and my ex is really upset by it. What do I do? How do I get him to take me off as emergency contact? Do I think, how should I handle this? And does anyone have this situation? Angel, you had this situation, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Years and years ago. It happened on the air. Yeah, I had to leave.
I remember.
An ex had kept me as her emergency contact. She had an episode. She was in the hospital, and I got called. And I didn't know what the proper thing was to do.
Yeah.
So I went to the hospital. Yeah. And I actually left the show early that day.
Yeah.
What I would tell her is this, is like, at the end of the day, you can't make that person do that, like take you off.
You can't make them take you off.
No.
Just say please a lot.
Yeah, but if and when you get that call, let the person calling you be like, I don't know why this person has got me as their emergency contact. I'm not that person.
Yeah.
And that's the best way that you can do it.
But what if it's like they're in the hospital and there's no one else is being contacted but you? Don't you feel some responsibility to get hold of her parents or something?
So if you're a decent human being, that's what you do, right? You would, hey, I'm not the person that needs to be contacted here. And then, you would either give them the information. Hey, I do know their parents or something like that, and give that information to them. Mm. Cause you're no longer in that person's life to the point where now you've already moved on. You got a fiance and you're getting ready to start a whole other life.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yes, Jeff.
I would say get your fiance to go over there and beat the crap out of him. I mean, really hurt him, like break bones and stuff. And then when he says, I need an ambulance, go, call Susie. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that means either. So Ariel,
Ariel, call Ariel. I'm sorry.
Angel did have this problem.
Susie's not home.
That was weird. That was a weird day.
Did they finally take you off the emergency contact line?
So like for most people, they've completely forgotten. Or you don't ever think of making that change when you break up with somebody. That's like not the first thing that you do when you break up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think about it.
Yeah. But afterwards, she did.
Angel
did
probably
that.
Showed up with flowers. Hours and he goes, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, it got real awkward real quick.
Did
because
it? Yeah.
She was like, that question was like, and she was embarrassed because like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I still had you as the emergency contact.
She she's pregnant.
She was fine and everything, and then after that, you know, all that was changed.
She's having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been super
awkward.
All right,
Ariel, thank you for sending us the email. If you ever need to email me, russ@wtks.com. That's russ@wtks.com. Sometimes read them on the air. Ryan, when we come back, are we going to do your end-of-the-week trivia?
End-of-the-week trivia with a slight twist because Russ hated it. So, moving on.
All right. Well, we'll see what he did. See if I hate it more. When we come back, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Radio 104.1 on Twitter is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
All right. most ridiculous conversations during the break.
Oh, my God. If you could play the breaks.
Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Angel and Jeff Howe. And now it's time for Ryan to do the trivia from the week. And everybody can play. Yes. All you have to do is go to monsters.fm. Is it up, Ryan?
It is up. You just go to monsters.fm. It says Home Loans Radio.
Yes, was up.
Home Loans Radio Trivia, presented by That Mortgage Guy Don from That Mortgage Guy Don.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah.
.com.
You'll see the word trivia there. You just kind of click on that.
Yes.
Now, if you can play along, and if you win trivia, there's like 150 people can play, right?
150 people can play at the same time. Super easy to do. So just go, and you just log in, and you just put in a little email, because you have to put in your email, because that's how we send you the prizes. And we have great prizes, Russ. Amazing prizes.
What do we got? What's the prize?
Oh, man. So many prizes that I can
Sounds
barely...
Sounds like you don't know what they are.
Angel, what's some prizes, bro?
Give me 1 second. I'll tell you right
Angel
now.
Angel will tell you in 1 second.
Yeah, we got a pair of tickets to the arena football game on July the 1st.
Okay.
And it's
going
to be the Predators versus the Jacksonville Sharks. And then we have a pair of tickets to go to Collective Soul and Switchfoot.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on, what is that, September the 16th.
All right.
All right. So, now Russ said, like, hey, man, not everybody listens for all 5 hours. What are you going to do about that? And you got to switch it up how you do trivia. To which I said, I'll add in 3 questions that aren't about this week. Okay. So that's how this is working.
Okay.
So most of the stuff is from what we talked about. Now the monsters are playing with their playing for pride. Russ, what is your chime in noise? Jeff, what noise are you going to make to play?
Who do you?
And Angel Rivera.
Here.
All right. Let's go ahead and kick this thing off.
I'm excited.
I wrote 13 questions. We'll see how many we get through. And we count it down just like that. Question number one. Russ, this week, asked a disabled man if he could do what with his wife. That's Angel.
He asked the... what was his name? He asked him if he could outrun his wife.
That is correct.
Don't you think every man should be able to outrun his wife? Don't
oh,
you think?
My God.
I mean, you know, like every man should be
this
like,
man just got done telling us that he walks with a cane. He's been disabled since he was a kid.
12 years old, and he had hip surgery.
But in his day, I'm wondering if he could outrun his wife.
His day was what, 11 years old?
Well, you mean outrun her for, like, she want to kill him or something?
No, no, like a foot race. Like,
oh, you
like,
mean just for pride's sake.
Every man should be able to outrun his wife in a foot race.
The man was disabled, Russ.
Okay, stop leaning on that. I'm just saying, can you outrun your wife in a foot race?
Yes!
You sure about that?
I 1,000%. I could beat you in a foot race, and we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Question
number two. Once I get going, the inertia.
You know, when Russ runs, the earth spins faster under his feet.
All right. So here's your random trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Which of these ailments was chosen by fans and added to the board game Operation in 2004? Is it brain freeze, growling stomach, period cramps, or tennis elbow? Russ.
Tennis elbow.
No.
Who do you?
Jeff.
Chlamydia.
not an option, nor is super gonorrhea, which is a real thing right now. Angel.
Brain freeze?
Brain freeze is correct.
They added brain freeze to the
game operation.
The game operation?
Yeah. There was nothing in his head before. It was a light.
That's horse crap.
Question.
You know, the operation guy didn't even have a dinker.
He does. It's under his belly.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Question number three.
It was like Bo there.
Jana snuck backstage at Camping World Stadium and got to meet what band?
Eric.
Angel.
Poison.
That is correct.
Yeah, she met the lead singer. Well, the entire band.
Yes.
Poison, yeah. And a lot of people are saying that Poison stole the show.
Yeah, and Jana stole backstage passes. So.
Yes, she did. I'm proud of her.
Man, I'll never trust Jana again. I'll be honest with you. I looked at her and I was like, you are a criminal, girl. But good on you. The most rock and roll person on the show. Yep. Easily.
She's great.
Question number four.
I'm rock.
What is Ryan's stepdad's name? So Friday, we met him. We got to hang out with him. What was Ryan's stepdad's name? Russ.
Stepdad Tony.
Stepdad Tony is correct. Russ is on the board.
He was awesome.
Yeah, stepdad Tony.
We never found out what happened with the other stepdad that was supposed to be your stepdad that just didn't show up.
You'd think they'd send an email or something, but much like most stepdads in my life, they're there one day and they're gone the next.
Yeah.
So that's just how that goes. Get used to it. Question number five. What real-life person reportedly inspired Neil Diamond's 1969 song, Sweet Caroline? Russ.
Caroline Kennedy.
That would be Caroline Kennedy is correct.
You should know that. Did you sing that song?
Yeah, I know it, but I hate the song so much I didn't even want to talk about
And what's great is when Jeff sings a song, he doesn't even sing all the lyrics.
Yeah, I just mumble. I mean, people don't care. They just want to yell, Jeff, you suck. I have my hands, whatever.
Question number six. What is the name of Chris Pratt's raptor training protagonist in Jurassic World? Russ.
Blue.
No. What is his name? What is Chris Pratt's name?
Oh.
What is the character's name? I'll give you another shot.
No, it says Chris Pratt's raptor.
Chris Pratt's raptor training protagonist. Meaning
the protagonist
him.
Means him. Yeah, they used a four-syllable word for you.
That's a big word and nobody knows. I thought you meant Blue, the dinosaur.
No, I'll give you options. Your options are Vic, Owen, Alan, or Ian. Russ.
Owen.
Owen is correct. Russ is now tied with Angel.
Stupid question.
On points. The point of this question was nobody knows his name.
Yeah, it's Owen. I remember.
No, you didn't remember.
Yeah, I did.
I had to show it to you. Question
Owen,
number seven.
Owen Blue.
Savannah brought in mac and cheese flavored with what this week? Angel.
It was pink. It was cotton candy flavored.
That is correct. It was cotton candy flavored mac and cheese.
Exactly. It was nasty.
Yeah. And it mostly just tasted like butter because the queen of Versailles does not know how to cook mac and cheese.
Oh, God.
Question number eight.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for it?
I'm always ready, man.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Question number eight. 1997's Men in Black features a tiny weapon with immense power known as the blank cricket.
Oh, Dirty Jim.
Nope, not answers. One word. You type it in if you're playing along at home.
Dirty Jim Cricket. They were popular in the 90s.
Jiminy Cricket.
They were huge.
Yeah. No.
They were busy. They were busy.
Tiny
were
weapon. Tired. He shot it. Tiny weapon. Lots of power. Do you remember the name of it? The answer, since you don't know, I'll just tell you. Nobody chiming in?
Oh, who do you?
Yes, Jeff.
Bodinger.
No, it's not the Bodinger cricket. It's actually the noisy cricket. The noisy cricket.
Stupid question.
See, you're only saying stupid questions are the ones that Russ made me force in random trivia questions.
Yeah.
Normally, they're just what we talk about during the week. Thanks to that mortgage guy. Don, question number nine.
Yeah.
We learned this week that minorities do not engage in what prank behavior?
Garrett.
Angel Rivera.
Mooning.
Mooning. Minorities don't generally moon is what we learned this week.
That's a waste of a good ass. An ass is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah. I disagree with that. I had a good friend of mine. That's all he did. It was moon.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Biff Royal. He was famous for mooning everybody.
Okay. I mean, what ethnicity was Biff?
He was a black guy. And he was a great wrestler, but he would moon him. And he was also bow-legged.
Well, that's not what we decided earlier this week. Question 10.
Bow-legged, too.
Russ is a narc.
That's not true.
Who did Russ narc on as a kid when they made a bunch of money?
Earth.
Angel.
The rest of the wrestling team.
That is correct.
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was okay that we were all skimming a dollar off every drink when we were selling them at the at the Tangerine Bowl.
So you engaged in illegal behavior and then narked on yourself and your team.
I thought that was the deal. We were all doing it. And then when I told my hey coach, look how much money I made. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I thought we were supposed to be taking a dollar for ourselves.
Yeah.
No.
Question number 11. Carlos earlier this week is a famously bald man, but he said he's getting hair replacement from what part of his body? Angel.
His ass.
His butt. His ass buttocks. Is correct.
Buttocks.
Yep, Carlos is going to take his butt hair, put it onto his head, and give himself curly hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you thought about that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had like a glue-on wig at one point.
Yeah, it was great, man. But I wouldn't do that, because then everybody would be calling you S-head all the time.
Ass-head.
Question 12.
All right.
What part of Russ's outfit makes him look like a racist Southern governor? Hey, Russ?
The glasses that I had, but...
It is the glasses!
I didn't wear those today.
I know. I noticed you did not wear them. Did you get your new ones?
No, not yet. They're on their way, though. I'll get them next week.
All right, final...
Do you still wear an impossible belt?
What? It's an impossible belt.
It's impossible to get around his waist.
I do not.
Final question 13.
What?
Ryan compared his dad to what Looney Tunes character?
Woohoo!
Jeff.
Yosemite Sam.
No.
Okay.
Rootin' Tootin'.
So I talked about this during the KOD where I talked about my dad and how he acts when I'm around and when I'm not there. So I compared him to a Looney Tunes character.
Hello, Masabi. Hello,
yes, what is that character's name?
Frankie Frog.
No, I'm so sorry. Angel.
Michigan J. Frog.
Michigan J. Frog. Angel is the winner of Boss Rush Trivia. Sponsored by that mortgage guy, Don.
Your dad sings?
No, he just does nothing when I'm in the room. And then my brother says he magically comes to life every time I'm not there. It's crazy.
That's funny.
Congratulations to Team Surly Temple for winning that one outright. Good for you. Just rounding out Words Are Hard by only a few points. So congratulations, Surly Temple. As long as you put in your email, I will email you to see which prize you want to go with. This has been Monster Trivia, sponsored by That Mortgage Guy Don from HomeLoansRadio.com.
Thanks for playing along. Hey, when we come back, brand new keyword that could win you $1,000. So if you didn't play last round, try it again this time. Just go to realradio.fm and plug in the keyword you're about to hear. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Girls loose, loose.
CJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
It's the worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
To win a grand in your hand is minutes away on Real Radio 104.1, brought to you by Mills Air. From the